With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Perek Rambam, the second chapter of Hilchos Tainis. The Rambam is giving us various reasons that are occurring for which we should declare a fast day. And one of them is when there is, God forbid, a devir, a plague. And it is in today's Perek and Halacha Hey that the Rambam defines halachically what constitutes a plague. Right? The Rambam says, Ezu hu devir. Ezehi Devir. So answers the Rambam that ir sheyesh bo chamish meis ragli, that when you have a city in which you have 500 inhabitants, and we know it's 500 male inhabitants, and v'yotzu mimeno shloisha meisim b'shloisha yomim zachar zem, and God forbid, three people pass away, but not on the same day, but over 3 days, that means one per day, one out of 500 per day over 3 days, that is what constitutes a plague. And the Rambam writes explicitly that if they all passed away on the same day, or if three people out of 500 passed away over 4 days, that's not devir. And then the Rambam goes on and he makes it clear that that is the ratio, meaning that if you have a city that has 1,000 male inhabitants, so then if six people pass away over 3 days, that is considered the devir. Now the question is, why are we insisting for this tragic thing, for their passing to happen over 3 days and not on the same day? And if they pass away on the same day, why don't you say that's even worse? So the Lecha Mishnah explaining this halacha links this halacha with the din that we have in the Gemara Bava Kamma in the first chapter regarding an animal that is going from being a tam to becoming a mu'ad, which means as follows, that if we own an animal, and it's a domesticated animal, so a domesticated animal, normally, that's the pshat domesticated, that's not going to gore another person's property, another person's animal, or another person, but it did so. It did something that it is unusual for it to do, and it caused damage. The Torah tells us that for the first 3 times that this occurs, the owner only has to pay for half of the damage. Why does the owner only have to pay for half of the damage? Because the owner was not really expected to guard his animal for doing that when that which the animal did is something very unusual for a domesticated animal to do. However, if the animal repeated that behavior 3 times already, now this animal is called a mu'ad. That means that now we are forewarned that this is a goring animal. Now on the 4th time, if the animal gores, the owner has to pay full damages. On that din, there is a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir holds that even if the animal gored someone else or something else on the same day for 3 times, the animal is rendered into a mu'ad. However, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rabbi Meir, and we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that for an animal to become a mu'ad, it needs to gore over 3 days, but not on the same day. It has to be 3 different times, dafka, not on the same day. So says the Lecha Mishnah, since the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, so therefore he also applies the same concept over here, that if it happens on the same day, that will not allow us to consider this terrible tragedy as a devir, as a plague. Now let's understand what is the underlying machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So kiyadua, that the Rebbe has this general approach which explains all of the arguments between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, and this is written in many places in the Sichas, that Rabbi Meir focuses primarily on the present, on the hoiva, and the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, focuses primarily on the future. So let's apply this right now to the din of the mu'ad. You can argue that if an animal is goring many things on the same day, it's possible that the animal is not a vilde animal. It's just the animal is, as we say in English, the animal is having a bad day. It won't necessarily predict the future. Maybe tomorrow the animal won't have that whatever is irritating the animal today. Which is taka the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda focuses primarily on the future. So he says that if something repeats itself again and again and again, but only on the same day, that's not a predictor for the future. There could be something unique about today. It's Rav Meir that holds that we primarily only focus on the present. He says, who cares if there is an irritant today? Right now, which is what Rav Meir is focusing on, the animal already gored 3 times. So right now, the animal is a mu'at. Now, once the animal is a mu'at, then it's already considered a mu'at. And this explains the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, which is the source, which is the base, which is the understanding that maybe, God forbid, if many people pass away on the same day, maybe there's something unique about today. Dever means that there's a plague. A plague is an indicator about that, God forbid, which might continue in the future. So in order for us to have an event that can be a, so to say, a precursor to the future, it has to be something that plays out over 3 days.